keep it together!
The second largest of the clustered six reveals herself as the leader so easily.
What are you, gods or children? There's no such thing as ghost!
Ah, ignorance, the predator's ally. The hunter lets itself be heard now. An ash scent follows, and one more emergency light, which they might have found and fixed, powders their shoulders with its rain of glass dust. One of them fires at the source of the sound, the shot's quick flash illuminating the maze of steel and boxes for a lightning second, and revealing, moving among them, nothing. The poor fool doesn't even remember to fire twice.
Ghost is real! It is! My boss inside when he took Alkino and the others.
What is that trembling ray of white-blue brightness? A pocket light, multiplying the mad geometric shadows of the beam as it shakes in an unsteady hand. An instant later, a broken yelp sends the light spinning across the floor. Why shoot the light in someone's hand when you can shoot the hand? And add blood to the dark.
There! Above us!
The predator's weapon makes no bang, but a hum lingers in the beams. And one of the prey fires some hopeful shots into the shadows. Another silenced shot shatters the offending gun and the hand which held it.
We're dead. Ghost never leaves targets alive.
Shut up! Be quiet and listen.
The light they dropped is still on, cutting the darkness with its little blade of visibility as it lies on its side among some sacks 10 meters from the clustered prey. Now, the predator drops something into the beam's path, gleaming wet and pale, with scraps of flesh and sinew clinging to its length. A bone.
It's ghost. It's real.
Of course they're real. Stop shooting at them. Lower your weapons.
The predator's hackles rise as something different rears its head among the herd. This speaker is the smallest of the prey, sheltered in the center like a precious insect queen. The protectee.
Listen, ghost. I don't know who sent you after me, but whatever they're paying you, I'll give you more.
The moon? Tempting.
The hunter's voice floats down through the shadows, growl rough and growl soft. The protectee does not dare step out of the ring of guards, but at least stands straight, not cowering.